For all high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning, Dr. Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is our good friend Bob Fletcher, and we're going to be talking about the October surprise. Anyway, Bob, of course, is an investigative writer. He's done a great number of investigations several times at the behest of members of Congress, and sometimes he's gotten very, very close to the truth. In fact, he was working with Sonny Bono, and Congressman Sonny Bono was going to begin to investigate the CIA and drugs when he had a fatal accident on the ski slopes. Coincidence? Well, there's so many coincidences that occur. In fact, Bob has an excellent DVD on the death of Sonny Bono, and you'll find it fascinating as you evaluate all the information they had and how it obviously was not the information that he acquired was never evaluated, the suggestion that perhaps there had been foul play, because as soon as Sonny Bono returned to Washington, D.C., he was going to begin his investigation. And the last thing the powers that be want is for the American people to discover that the largest drug dealer in the world is our own Central Intelligence Agency. Because the other thing is, they certainly don't want the American people to know that we've got 500,000 people over there in Afghanistan fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda. There's only 50 members of Al-Qaeda over there, funded by Pakistani intelligence, funded by the CIA. It's all a fraud, but, well, we're going to talk about some other strange things that have happened before. Certainly, Bob knows part of the story, and I know part of the story, and together it is truly an amazing story. Bob, you pick up the story.
Hi. Well, yeah, of course, the original October surprise that we're referring to took place back in 1980, but and ever since that event took place, which was an extraordinary piece of treason that was carried out during the election with George Bush and as Vice President, Ronald Reagan as president, or as the potential president, running against Jimmy Carter back in 1980. And since then, the name or the title has been hung on, the idea of October surprise has been hung on every major election. Mostly we're talking about the presidential, where either the seated president or the people that are running, whoever that might be, running against the seated president, will try to come up with what's called an October surprise, which is some kind of information just before the elections that would cause people to either keep the seated president in the position, or make them change their mind, move away from the seated president, and put in a new president to take over the position.
And basically, you're talking about an event will occur in November, presumably, of the election year, which would be November of this year, the month before. Some event would take place that would either ensure President Obama's reelection or that the opposition, the Republican candidate, would win. Either way, it would be known as the October surprise. So go right ahead.
Right. And the as a matter of fact, in this year, it's a little bit strange because they've started all of this really serious campaigning so far ahead of time. You know, we're actually an entire year ahead in the beginning of campaigning for the presidency than we usually are.
Right.
Right. So already, interestingly enough, they're talking about an October surprise. Now, I don't know if the powers to be have been listening to radio, but apparently, believe it or not, only a couple of days ago, there was a what was called an October surprise story that hit the news, and it was put out by the former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, and she's talking about pulling an October surprise on Newt Gingrich. What she's warning people and mumbling and grumbling about at this point is she's claiming that she has information on Newt Gingrich that is so devastating. She said, this is her quote for the most part, was so horrible and so devastating that conservatives would turn away from him and allow Obama, Barack Obama, to be reelected. And she's claiming that this information is going to be made available, and et cetera. And by the way, this report of a new October surprise for this particular election was only, I guess, it was only 2 or 3 days ago. Actually, maybe even just the other day, since all of a sudden, for some strange reason, I don't know whether people pay attention enough to this. It really bothers me. Newt Gingrich was considered just 30 days ago to just be barely hanging on. They were talking about whether it even made sense for him to continue in the pursuit of the presidential election, if he should just drop out of the competition, et cetera. He only had a few percentage points. And then literally in like 3 days, the news comes out and says, hey, Newt Gingrich now, we took a survey yesterday, and he's got 24% of the votes. You know, and my wife and I were watching that the other day together, watching the news, and we just looked at each other. It was like, what in the world are they pulling on us again here? All of a sudden, he's come out from, being in the trash can of the presidency, and now they're jumping up and down. And so it appeared, you know, that, maybe the powers to be, those guys, those mystical people in the smoke-filled rooms, have decided that they want to run with Newt Gingrich. So we've now have, of course, the Gingrich versus Romney, pretty much. Poor old Ron Paul, he's been up only within a couple of points of being in second place many, many times in the last 9 months.
Well, hold that thought, Bob. We'll be back in just a minute. But ladies and gentlemen, your reality is created by those who control the media. And they rig the polls, and they rig the elections.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. This is Pastor Michael Golden inviting you to join the Voice of Many Waters congregation as we begin an in-depth look at Messiah Yeshua and the Seven Feasts of Redemption. Services begin at 1 p.m. sharp every Saturday, Shabbat, at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown, Colorado. For more information, call us at 303-522-3562 or 800-205-6245. Visit us at www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, I just stand here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Bob Fletcher. We're talking about this concept of the October surprise. And, of course, going back to what happened in 1980, it was a fascinating story of what was done to make sure that Jimmy Carter did not look good going into the election, and, of course, that then ensured the election of Ronald Reagan. Of course, the man, I think, primarily behind this, we will never know how much Ronald Reagan knew, but a man primarily behind this was a man, a former head of the Central Intelligence Agency, a member of the Bohemian Grove, member of the Skull and Bones Luciferian Society, member of the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations, a man known, whose name was George Herbert Walker Bush. But you go right ahead with the story. You were just talking about how they're manipulating everything now. Suddenly, Newt Gingrich comes out of total obscurity, and within 3 days, he's a front runner in South Carolina. And either the polls lie, people are readily manipulated, they've rigged the elections, but something is not quite right. It's sort of like, you know, having all those people over there in Afghanistan fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda, but nobody ever points these things out. We just take it for granted. Oh, we're fighting terrorism. That's why we give up our freedom. There are 50 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan plotting against us, so we need a vast police state here in America so we can be free. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, the present-day October surprise, it's just something that we have to kind of pay attention to and watch and see what will be pulled out of the black hat, so to speak, on both sides of the fence. So we have the one, all of a sudden here we have Newt Gingrich comes from no place and starts surging forward. But then we have Ms. Pelosi was the former Speaker of the House, the same as Newt Gingrich was, and she comes out and just a couple of days ago and says, I've got so much dirt that's going to be released on Newt Gingrich that he's going to be taken completely blown out of the water on the presidential race. Now, on the other side,
Bob, if I could just intervene, this morning suddenly Nancy Pelosi has changed her tune, almost as if she'd gotten a telephone call that said, "Nancy, if you know what's good for you, you're going to shut your big mouth." Because today she said, "Why? All I have is the information that was in the Ethics Committee report. It's all there. It's public knowledge. I don't have anything secret." And yet, of course, I heard what she talked about. I heard what she said. It was obviously she had something very important about Newt Gingrich. She had a real scandal. And suddenly this morning she's saying, "Oh, shucks, they misinterpreted what I said. All we have is what's in the Ethics Committee report as part of the public record." And you're absolutely right, Bob, that's not what she said a couple of days ago, but you must understand, Nancy's been around long enough to know that when you get a telephone call from the powers that be, you do what you're told. I know I've had a couple of friends who've had these telephone calls, and they do exactly what they're told. It's what's known as an offer you can't refuse, like the offer they gave to Jack Ruby when they told him to go kill Lee Harvey Oswald. And that offer was, if you don't do what you're told, you and every member of your family will be tortured to death. And, of course, you doubt that. You can get the book Double Cross, written by Chuck Giancano, whose brother was the head of the mafia. Chuck Giancano, Sam Giancano's brother. And, of course, Chuck laid it all out. I mean, why would anybody walk into a police station surrounded by police officers and assassinate a man who was just killed or who's been accused of killing the president? Why he got an offer he couldn't refuse. I suspect Nancy got a similar call. I know my friend Lindsay Williams got a very, very similar call. And Nancy suddenly is backtracking. Oh, no, that isn't what I said at all. I mean, I didn't say I had anything secret. Or, as you well know, Bob, that's exactly what she said.
But sure, if in fact they have, if in fact they've decided on Newt Gingrich, it doesn't make any difference what does or does not come out. They will see to it that it's guided in the right direction, so that whomever it is, they've really decided to take over. If that's the case, it could be that they actually feel that they would rather have Obama stay in, figuring that they can control the direction of things with him, and would prefer to leave him in for some more time to finish the second term. If that's the case, then all of a sudden something will come up, and that'll be the end of Obama. Or, like you say, possibly, maybe Romney. The feeling was that maybe Romney was getting too much bad press on the basis of where his money comes from, and this outrageous amount of money that he's made in the last 2 or 3 years, and all of that income tax business, and relating to the low percentage he gets in terms of taxation, only being about 14.5%, because of the type of financial structuring he's done. So it just all depends on what the final decision is made, not by the American voters, of course, but by those people that might be guiding in the direction that they wanted to go. And, of course, I've even had personal experience with that, as running for the United States Congress in 1990 back in Florida, and I ended up coming with absolutely no serious financial backing and not much of a name at that time, and I ended up been within 9 percentage points of winning that election, and a surprise actually shocked everybody. And we were able to do it by just running a good, honest campaign. But then I was told later by people out of Senator John Kerry's offices that they had rumors that in my election, even in the state of Florida, that the computerized electronic voting machines very likely were rigged just enough to make sure that I did not make win that election. The last thing they would have wanted would have been somebody like myself up in the United States Congress. It would have been like Congressman Bono when he became congressman, and nobody could touch him. And of course, they ended up taking Sonny out in order to shut him up. But if you want to talk a little bit about the original October surprise back in 1980, it is literally one of the things that was the most outrageous treasonous acts that ever took place. And many, many people, of course, are either not old enough to remember or it's just been so long ago it's been forgotten. And basically, in a nutshell, what it was that Bill Casey was working with the Ronald Reagan George Bush campaign committee, and he had already, and of course George Bush himself already had a tremendous background in the Central Intelligence, and they had they were both members of the CIA for quite a bit of time prior even to that point in time. And what they decided to do, we had Jimmy Carter had been stuck with the problem for a year and a half of having our embassy personnel in Iran had been grabbed up by radicals in Iran, who, by the way, are still in there, had grabbed up our embassy personnel and were holding them as hostage. They wanted they wanted a whole bunch of stuff. The one thing was an increase in military assistance money from the United States, but they also, at that time, were under exactly the same kind of an embargo that we have them under right now today that's in the news, and that is not assisting them, and we were drawing back and holding back even on some weapons, including aircraft, that the Iranians had already paid for. And we were not allowing that stuff to be shipped, and we had cut back on assistance. So they grabbed up a bunch of the folks that were running our embassy in Iran. Jimmy Carter, as president, had worked a year and a half and was unable to get them released. Coming up in September of that year, 1980, Jimmy Carter started a new initiative and was talking with the Iranians on trying to get some kind of a get them release the hostages, and we were going to give them some of their planes, some of their weapons, and some money back.
The thing was, this would have made Jimmy Carter very, very popular. You know, certainly this was one of the things that was used against Carter. So the last thing that Bush wanted and Casey wanted was, of course, for the hostages to be released, because, of course, that would probably mean that Jimmy Carter would be reelected. And they didn't care. They were going to be sure the hostages were not released. Okay, pick up the story, Bob.
Right, and they even, in the campaign offices at the high level of the campaign offices for the Reagan-Bush presidency, they even created a working group that was called the October Surprise Working Group. And these were a couple of people put together full-time and being paid for, et cetera, to figure out a way how to step in and sidestep and withhold and prevent the release of the hostages. What we're talking in prior to the election, because if that had happened, as Stan said, they would have, everybody would have thought of Jimmy Carter as a big hero. Everything else gets forgotten about, and Jimmy Carter would have been elected again. So what they did was they actually went treasonously behind the presidency and the seated government of the United States at that time. Ronald Reagan, George Bush, Bill Casey, and other people, even including people that were in Jimmy Carter's own offices, his own administration, they actually pulled some of those people on their side, and they went and had three meetings with high-level Iranians, including the president and the head of the secret police over there, would have been the equivalent of the CIA, and they cut a deal with the Iranians. It simply said, we will give you millions of dollars in cash, we will give you future financial assistance, we will give you all of the airplanes that we've been holding back that you have paid for, or partially paid for. We will give you spare parts and even whole new missiles at that time that the Iranians did not have, and that they would do all of this, and all that the Iranians had to do was to hold the 52 hostages and keep them until after Ronald Reagan won the election. hold them. Reagan will win. We'll make Jimmy Carter look stupid and with inefficient, and we will come in and win. And when we win, we'll give you all of this. And at one of the meetings, as a matter of fact, they brought $40 million in cash and gave it to him in advance, so that the Iranians knew that this was really the way to go for them, because they didn't care. They already had the hostages. They didn't care if they released them this time or that time. They were just looking for the best deal. And this was done. The whole thing was cut behind everybody's back. The whole deal was put together. And a fellow named Richard Allen was involved with it at that time. And, of course, even you, Stan, I believe you had done some extensive interviewing with a fellow named Reconosciuto, who
I had an interview with Gunther Risbacher.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right. Okay.
Yeah, who
right.
flew the plane that carried George Bush over to Paris to meet and of course, it was a supersonic plane. He was able to get over and back in an afternoon. An amazing story. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Now.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Bob Fletcher. The background behind this whole story of the hostages, most people have no idea. I was personally told by William H. Sullivan, a man who is the American ambassador to Iran, immediately at the time of the Iranian Revolution. He told me personally that when he was there in charge of the embassy, a group of students had come in, seized everybody there, held them for 3 or 4 days, told him that they would come back again and seize the embassy and hold the people there indefinitely if America ever allowed the Shah of Iran to come to the United States. So when Sullivan got back to the United States, he told President Carter and Brzezinski, he told me these things when I interviewed him. He told all the key people that the one thing that we should not do is bring the Shah here, because if we did, the students had returned and seized the hostages. So what did they do? They immediately brought the Shah to the United States, but for compassionate reasons, for medical treatments, and then they brought in a doctor from Canada to treat him here. Obviously, they wanted the students seized. Well, then, of course, they had the phony rescue attempt, and Ambassador Sullivan told me, and he said it twice, I would hate to think that that was all contrived to fail. I would hate to think that was contrived to fail, but that was my embassy. There was no way they could brought those helicopters in. There was no place for them to land. There was no way that they could possibly have rescued other people in my embassy. I would hate to think that was contrived. Then, of course, Congressman George Hansen went over, negotiated the release of the prisoners, but of course our government didn't want them released, and as a result of that, of course, Hansen was told it was illegal for him to negotiate. Later he was arrested on trumped up charges. They broke him physically, they put him in prison, they tortured him. I interviewed George Hansen, and then of course came this whole episode of the actual effort to prevent the hostages from being released, because basically we were holding a lot of the money that belonged to the Iranians. They wanted their money. We're talking about billions of dollars. They would have gladly released them, but you see, they did not want them released, at least the people with the Republican camp. I personally interviewed Gunther Rosbacher. And if you've never looked him up, you can look him up on the Internet. He makes James Bond look like a piker. He was a real, live human being I spent an evening with. And he told me he flew the plane to Paris, Blackbird, go Mach 5 or 6, something like that. And basically, Bush negotiated with the Iranians not to release the hostages. The hostages were released within a few minutes of the time when Ronald Reagan was inaugurated President of the United States. And that's a whole different story. But isn't it interesting? It was the very morning that Reagan became president that the hostages were released. But you go ahead, because you know part of the story, because you knew Barbara Honegger. And she,
right.
Yeah, go ahead and tell that story.
Yeah, how I ended up getting, directly involved with the investigations that later on took place. And what had happened was I was on the road at that time doing some speaking engagements. And give the right time frame. I was on the road about in 1989 and 90 that we're talking about right now, and I shared the pulpit, if you will, with Barbara Honegger, who was the one that originally had broken this story. And Barbara had worked, of course, again, this was about 1989, so it was eight or 9 years after the event. Barbara had already had her book out, had written a book about this, and she was actually working full-time with the candidate, the presidential, trying to help Ronald Reagan and George Bush to win the presidency. Of course, she was not part of this special little October surprise group that was at the high level working on it. But she was there in the offices on a regular basis with Dick Allen, Richard Allen, and all the rest of those guys, and Bill Casey. And one day, they came in, and they all had big smiles on their face, and they said, we don't have to worry about it. Richard Allen, Dick Allen, had cut a deal with the Iranians to secure the presidency. And so she was kind of like set back. She didn't understand exactly what was going on. So she did a little more snooping, and so she got the whole story of what had happened. And, of course, what they were talking about was this deal that they had cut behind everybody's back. And so she was outraged. She felt terrible about it personally because she felt it to be actually a treasonous act, and she did not want to feel that she was actually part of this kind of a situation. So she started investigating, and it went on through, of course, in the next month. Ronald Reagan was elected with George Bush. They were elected into the presidency. Carter was run out of Washington, and Barbara continued her own investigation. So she was out later on talking, doing lecture presentations on this treasonous event. And I met her and shared the speaking platform with her. And at that time, she had already done everything she could to try to get an investigation into it. And you know, everybody said, oh, that's a ridiculous story, and et cetera, et cetera. And even though she had tremendous amount of documentation, she had just run into a brick wall, which, of course, they have the ability to do that in Washington. And as long as they can say, this that you're looking into is top secret, or this was part of the covert operation and things of that sort, they can always stop investigations by simply doing that. And Barbara was pulling her hair out trying to figure out how to move forward. I was just about to announce running for the Congress down there. I had been personally a federal witness involved with the Iran-Contra inquiries, because this was 89, and the inquiries for the Iran-Contra mess, which, by the way, was kind of an overflow from the original October surprise, because what had happened, the Iranians started blackmailing the presidency because of all of this October surprise illegal acts. So when the Iranians were still getting money and weapons through the 80s, well after the original deal of 1981 and 80 itself. So 5 years later, with the Iran-Contra thing going on.
Hold that, Bob. We'll be back in just a moment here, right here at the American Museum.
Prospect Implement Company in Keensburg takes time to welcome our troops home from Iraq. Remember when you see them to thank the men and women of our military service for their dedication, selflessness, and courage. And continue to pray for the safety of those who are still serving overseas. May God bless our troops and may God bless the United States of America. This message of appreciation is from Prospect Implement Company in Keensburg. The name to remember for all your farm machinery equipment needs. Their number is 732-4321. That's 732-4321.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and of course, we're talking about how the world really works. Certainly, everybody knows the Iranians are wicked people, and we oppose them, and yet, of course, people have forgotten that we financed Iran, or we gave them weapons during the Iranian-Iraqi war. We were backing the Iraqis, we were backing the Iranians, we provided the chemical warfare for Saddam Hussein he used to kill 1 million Iranians, and yet we were providing weapons for the Iranians. Sort of like in Israel, we give Israel money and weapons, and then we put out $500 million to train and give weapons to the Palestinians, who are the Israeli enemies. We give $12 billion every year to Israel's enemies, and we give $3 billion to Israel. But nobody ever talks about how we finance both sides in all of the conflicts. Nothing as it appears to be. Nothing as it appears to be. Well, Bob, of course, had an opportunity to meet Barbara Honecker, who'd worked with the Reagan campaign and found out about the October surprise. It was all put on, Sydney, with the it did everything they could to keep them, not to get the hostages released, but the hostages not released. And when Barbara tries to tell the story, everybody thinks she's crazy. She runs into Bob Fletcher, and Bob Fletcher, pick up the story.
Well, and what happened was I had been working with already a fellow named Spencer Oliver. He was the chief legal counsel for the House Foreign Affairs Committee. At that time, he was working with Dante Fisel, who was a congressman out of Florida. And I had met all of these guys previously, et cetera, and had worked, supplied Iran-Contra documentation to Spencer Oliver previously. At one point in time, as a matter of fact, with the Iranian, the Iran-Contra material I had supplied him, he was overwhelmed because I had secured the documents before they were blacked out and redacted, and the Congress had never seen that paperwork during the Iran-Contra investigation. I had it before it was blacked out, and when I supplied that to Spencer Oliver, he almost fell off of his chair. In the congressional office, he couldn't believe that I had all of this material and that they had never even seen it. But to move on forward, in 1990 and 91, I sat down with Spencer Oliver, and Barbara Honecker had supplied me with all of the documentation. It was well over 100 pages of specific documents that put into the story in its proper context. It proved everything Barbara was talking about. Now, what I'm talking about in terms of the paperwork, I'm talking about things like the actual the dates and the people that made the flights over to Paris, France, and to meet with the Iranians, all the people on board who flew the planes, the actual plane numbers themselves, the dates, the departures, the actual paperwork that showed where the planes were refueled, things of that sort. personal internal notes, the notes between the guys that were putting together the deal. And, of course, even to top it off, I had myself a copy of a radio interview that I had done that with the president, former President Bonnie Sadr of Iran, who had said on the program and recorded, he said, George Bush cut the deal in 1980. George Bush cut the deal. And this plus all the rest of the documentation, it was overwhelming. So I sat down with Spencer Oliver, and he told me at that time, he said, well, even though it's so late now, this was 10 years later, he said, we are trying to do a full inquiry. And he says, if you give us this paperwork that we're looking at right now in front of us, he says, we're going to probably really be able to do something. So he was excited. I was excited. Barbara was enthused. And I turned the papers over to him. A short time later, Spencer Oliver called me back from the United States Congress, and he said, you're not going to believe it, but he said, they have just assigned a fellow named Lee Hamilton to be the chairman of the task force investigating the allegations of the withholding of the hostages. The October surprise task force was going to be headed up by Lee Hamilton. Well, the reason that he said this in such a depressing sound was that Lee Hamilton and Henry Hyde, that were going to be ahead of these investigations, were known in Washington for being the guys that were sent in, just as in the Iran-Contra investigations. These guys were sent in to keep a lid on everything, keep everything quiet, and to take anything that was going to affect anything seriously to put a complete whitewash on the whole thing.
Now, is that the same Lee Hamilton who was on the 9/11 commission?
Absolutely.
Basically, remember, they brought in Tom Keene and Lee Hamilton and the head of the 9/11 commission to make sure there was no conspiracy there. And shucks, you know what happened? Why, Chris, they didn't find anything at all. Well, they found that the Army had lied about what happened that morning, but they didn't point out the fact that there was, of course, those were controlled demolitions of the Twin Tower and Building Number 7. They had all of the information, and they suppressed it because we can't let the American people know they killed almost 3,000 Americans that day. They left them to die. 1,000 bodies there in the Twin Towers were vaporized. 1,000 bodies were vaporized. No part of them has ever been found. How do you vaporize a body with a pancake collapse? How do you get those big clouds of vaporized cement that you saw that morning? Ladies and gentlemen, they control your reality. It's about time people started thinking. Our guest this morning, Bob Fletcher. Bob, tell our listeners how they can get your website, get your material.
Sure. It's real easy. Just go on the Internet and put in Bob Fletcher investigations.com.
Hold that thought. We'll get it as soon as we get through the ad there. Hold on, Bob.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan here. Bob Fletcher, before we let you go, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, get your information.
Okay, it's easy. It's BobFletcherInvestigations.com. That's BobFletcherInvestigations.com. Just go on the Internet, type that in, and it'll put you right directly into our website. And we do have a few DVDs of some of the most amazing investigations we've been directly involved with. And I'm working on right now trying to finalize my book that I've been working on for so long. And when that's completed, that will also be available. Not available yet, but it'll have everything that we've been talking about on it. And
we'll look forward to getting it, and we'll talk to you real soon. God bless.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the more things change, the more they remain the same. And here's Lee Hamilton. He's on the committee to investigate the October surprise. And then 30 years later, why, here's Lee Hamilton, vice chairman or co-chairman of the 9/11 Commission, doing find out what really happened. What happened that morning when almost 3,000 Americans died? And, oh, shucks, why we just didn't bother to investigate why those buildings came down. What happened to the 1,000 bodies who were vaporized? Who vaporized the cement? Why was Building 7 an obvious controlled demolition? In fact, they did the entire 9/11 committee report and never once mentioned Building Number 7 coming down, almost like it didn't happen. Well, let me tell you, we do carry Bob Fletcher's DVDs. They're all excellent. You get them to him. You get them to us. Doesn't matter. Get the information on the assassination of President Kennedy, the strange death of Sonny Bono, weather as a weapon. Certainly, he has one on mind control. He has one on new and fancy weapons and all sorts of great DVDs, well worthwhile watching. Bob's done a yeoman's job. And then we hope you go to our website, radioliberty.com. You'll start listening to our programs. You can listen 9 hours a day on the satellite feed. You can listen 24 hours a day at our website, radioliberty.com, the live programs, the archive programs. Your job is to get other people to listen. We have a script. Go to our homepage, on our homepage at RadioLiberty.com. You can scroll down below the PayPal button, and you'll see something that says Radio Liberty Script. And it's a script. We want you to start calling people blind on the telephone. Just say, hey, my name is Joe Smith. I'm not asking for a donation. I'm not asking you to buy anything. But I want to give you information that can help you save your life and the life of your family. And then just follow the script, and all you have to do is tell them a few simple things, ask them a couple of questions, and then tell them about our program. Well, if we could get you and everybody in the listening audience to start calling others in your communities, you could turn Colorado around, because when people start listening to us, they think we're crazy, but before long, they're afraid we're not. And people will turn from being liberals to conservatives. Many people will come into a personal relationship with the Lord. And one of the most gratifying things that can happen to me and has happened many times is somebody will write and say, you know, you brought me into a personal relationship with them. I didn't do it. The Lord did it. But we put him in that direction. Again, our number 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radiolibits.com. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. This is Pastor Michael Golden inviting you to join the Voice of Many Waters congregation as we begin an in-depth look at Messiah Yeshua and the Seven Feasts of Redemption. Services begin at 1 p.m. sharp every Saturday, Shabbat, at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown, Colorado. For more information, call us at 303-522-3562 or 800-205-6245. Visit us at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care,